Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Growers are already preparing themselves for a shortage in available labor come harvest time. Along with that, the overall cost of labor has many farmers looking to mechanize what they can in their operations. Mark Van Clavern is a diversified farmer in Madera who grows almonds, Thompson seedless grapes, and watermelons. He noted the level of mechanization he has on his farm.
The almond production, we're fully mechanized there. Raisin grape production, not so much. That needs some work, but the watermelon is probably where I'm looking to make the most changes this year.
More news after this.
Silit 65WG is an almond fungicide that's ready again to protect that valuable crop this spring. Jim Adiscavage, professor and plant pathologist at UC Riverside.
The Silit product is excellent for shot hole and scab, and if we mix it with something at bloom time for brown rot, we can get the best of all worlds.
Silit 65WG.
In other news, Dan Walters is a longtime columnist with the Sacramento Bee. He noted that the future of farming in California hinges on water supplies, adequate labor, and overall costs of production. Over the past 100 years or so, California has already seen a changing landscape in production, moving towards higher value crops like almonds, pistachios, and wine grapes. Farmers are not growing things like cotton or wheat at the same rate that they have in the past. Walters offered his thoughts on the future of California farming.
Now it's higher value crops that justify the capital investment, and that's part of the evolutionary process. So yeah, agriculture will always be in California. The question is how big and how much.
Phytophthora is a soil fungi present in much of the soil throughout the state, and when conditions are right, the fungi will flourish and become a serious problem, especially for almond orchards. Garrett Gilcrease is an agronomist for Syngenta, a crop protection company. He said all that great rainfall throughout the state could be setting up the almond orchards to a serious decline by Phytophthora.
When things get really, really warm, that root system might not be able to sustain everything that tree needs, and yes, it can ravage orchards.
But he said Ritamil Gold is here to help.
It's a soil-applied fungicide.
And how should it be applied?
Micro-irrigation, sprinkler, drip irrigated. That's a preferred method because it's so efficient in putting that product down.
Contact your pest control advisor on the benefit of Ritamil Gold for Phytophthora.
This is California Ag Today.